Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The lights are out.
Curry gets it. The lights go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7, The Game.
Curry dribbling out. Brooks stops, leans up, shoots the ball at the three. It's a bank shot, no good. Porter with the rebound. Back out to Draymond, to Curry. 25 seconds to go. Curry doubled. Gets to the hash mark, goes all the way in. Left hand layup, good! 109-102, the Grizzlies have to talk it over. There's only 19.6 to play.
And that would pretty much seal it, as the Golden State Warriors in the much-anticipated rematch this year with the Memphis Grizzlies come up winners tonight. 113-104 to improve to 16-2 at home. Hi again, everybody. This is Dan Avone, and welcome to the Warriors wrap-up as Golden State taking care of Memphis in a game that was chippy. That was a game that had that sort of energy, the electricity that felt like, yes, as often as you hear that phrase, a playoff contest. It felt like the postseason. And why not? These are two teams that are building that sort of rivalry. And it usually starts, well, I would point back to last year when Memphis knocked them out of the postseason, an opportunity to get into the postseason. And then, of course, the Warriors dominating everybody in the NBA. But who do they lose to? It was Memphis, and it was out at Chase Center. So you knew that there was an asterisk next to this one. It was chippy throughout, both teams going at one another. And quite frankly, I'm sure Memphis does not care for the Golden State Warriors. And the Warriors, yeah, they returned the favor, and they're not very fond of the Grizzlies as well. And that's what makes for good rivalries. That's what makes for good basketball, when you get that sort of sport hate. And today, the Golden State Warriors get over on the Memphis Grizzlies, and they do it, of course, without, it's a depleted team, and welcome to COVID 2021, without the likes of two of their stars in Jordan Poole, and of course Andrew Wiggins, also not available, was Damian Lee and Andre Iguodala. But hey, nobody cares, quite frankly, if you're Memphis. Nobody cares that's on that opposing bench. This is a battle of attrition. Everybody's dealing with losses. So the Golden State Warriors, they knew that they had to rely on one guy, much like that of last year. First name Steph, last name Curry. You may have heard of him. And tonight he comes through. And he comes through in a large, large way. 46 points, 8 threes on 22 shots. That's worth underlining. That's worth mentioning. He was efficient tonight. Steph was in rhythm. And it wasn't as though he was trying to create space. It wasn't as though he's throwing up heat checks and trying to be that guy and forcing threes. It all was within the flow of the offense. And yet, you knew at some point, right, because we had done shows talking about why is Steph under 40% from three-point territory this late into the campaign, that it was just a matter of time before he hit that on switch, before he became the Steph that, of course, we're all accustomed to. Or, resonating in the back of your mind, at least it wasn't mine, and I'll come clean, is this sort of the leveling off point? Can he go back and revisit the sort of Steph that he was, as we talked about last year in his MVP-esque year? Could he be the Steph that had thrown up those ridiculous, those absolutely mind-boggling threes in carrying a team, as we so synonymous with the success of this team over the last 7 to 8 years and the arrival of course, Steve Kerr and that dynastic run? Was it all behind him? And tonight, it wasn't necessarily critics, but tonight he just said, listen, relax, everybody. Bit of a funk, but he's back. The 8 threes and 22 shots, 46 points. The 8 threes are the most since that win against Cleveland, which was about a month ago. So if you think about it, he had been kind of dry in Curryland, despite the guy having an MVP-type season, despite throwing up nearly 30 points a night. The bar is so high with this guy. What we expect from him is just basically it's not human for him to maintain that pace and that consistency as far as shooting threes. And tonight he was the Steph of old as he comes up with the big 46 points in the big, big win. So just to take you down the stretch. By the way, Sterling, let's open up the phone lines, 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. Score tied at 102, right? As the Warriors had taken a lead after a step three, but three consecutive turnovers. They didn't even get shots at the rim, tied this thing up. And Memphis, listen, Memphis, as expected, they muck it up, they slow it down, they got depth, they're cohesive. Games are never pretty when you have, you know, guys like Steven Adams in there, but Dylan Brooks, he's not a pretty player, but he's effective, and he takes pride in his defense all over Steph throughout the entire game. But Steph dropped 15, don't forget, in that third quarter, and then 15 in that pivotal fourth quarter. But again, the key to this game, tied at 102, and how are they going to close, right? You don't have Wiggins, you don't have Porter, so it's a question of who else? Who else can step up and be that other person not named Steph Curry to give you big baskets down the stretch? And guess who they were? GP2 and Juan Toscano-Anderson. That was the story. That's how the Warriors got through. And that's going to be sort of the story going forward when you're talking about the absence of key players. And listen, we hope that Wiggins and Jordan Poole, they get out of COVID protocol, return with the team. We hope Damian Lee is back in a short period of time. And, of course, Andre Iguodala. Well, listen, when it comes to Andre Iguodala, and I've said this repeatedly, take your time. Take your time, old man, because we do need you towards the end of the campaign. And when it gets to the postseason, we got to make sure that that man's healthy. So if it's mid-December, late December, and you're not at 100%, that's all right. We can live without you because we definitely need you when it comes crunch time. So down the stretch, it was GP2 and Juan Toscano-Anderson and much more, of course, on GP2. But out to the phone lines as we want to check in with our caller who wants to talk about the Warriors. No, we don't have a caller. All right. Sterling's just messing with me. Sterling just wants to hear my voice and just ramble at the heavens here for the next 20 minutes. But the Warriors and GP, it just gives me an opportunity. Quite frankly, a caller would have interrupted this rant about GP2. 22 points tonight. Now, I've talked about this, and it's not just me. I'm sort of echoing the sentiment of Dub Nation that he needs more run. He needs to – oh, you know what, Sterling? I'm looking at it right now, and it actually says don't go to a caller, and that's exactly what I did. But GP2 finished with 22 points tonight, and GP2 is a guy that – this isn't just an outlier. Well, the 22 points is a season high, but he is a positive impact every time he's on the floor. And GP2 is noted, of course, he's making a name for himself, and he's getting stick and run in the NBA, and that's why he was, you know, getting those 10-day contracts is because he would D up. But he's much more than a defensive specialist. This guy, if you're thinking about a guy 6'3", maybe 6'3½ as a guard, and actually a lot like his old man, different in that, you know, Gary Payton Sr., the legend, the Hall of Famer, was not a guy that played above the rim, but would play in the paint. GP2 could actually post you up. His up and unders were legendary. And then, of course, he could step out, hit threes. But Gary Payton Jr., a little Gary, as Gary Sr. refers to him, the balance with this guy as far as scoring down inside, he is not afraid. In fact, because of his athleticism, because of his quick hops, he's effective in the paint, and he'll backdoor. In fact, he looks more comfortable standing in there in the trees. And he just wedges in there. He finds his space, and he's very adept at scoring in the paint. And you just don't say that about a lot of diminutive guys at 6'2", 6'3", in a good day. But Gary Payton, that's where he lives. Now, typically, you know, he wants to rise and flush on you because he will dunk on anybody at any time. It's his, and that's, again, I think that's the reason for his comfort down there. He's not as tall, clearly, as anybody who's living in the paint, the centers and the power forwards, but his quick rise allows him to play at that level. And it's not only that he can jump, but he's quick off the floor. So he can play, you know, he can play above the rim and he can play in that area code with the bigs. And it gives him that level of security that he's very, very comfortable inside. And then he steps outside and now he's hitting threes. And he's been efficient. I believe he's above 40% from three-point territory all year long. So if GP2 continues to stroke consistently from long distance, that to go along with an interior game, and then his defense. Now, I know he's getting minutes, obviously, because you need him and you need a score. But I'm saying that even when this team returns at full complement, that this is not a guy that's just a novelty act and look at him, you know, strip another defender or pick another pocket and go the distance for a dunk or another turnover. No, 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 no. This guy's for real. And now he's giving you points on the offensive end. It was GP2 along with Steph Curry. That's your backcourt of the future, fans. All right, Steph. That'd be Sterling. We do have a caller this time. 888-957-9570. Let's get out to Lorenzo. Lorenzo wants to chime in on the Warriors and talk about JK the Kid, Jonathan Kuminga. What's up, Lorenzo, and welcome to the show.
How's it going? I'm honored to be here at 95.7 The Game. I just wanted to ask you, how valuable do you think Kuminga will be to the potential Golden State Warriors run in the playoffs this year? Do you think he'll give any valuable minutes?
It all depends on his development, and they're going to take their time with him because they don't need him. If this was a year ago, he would get serious minutes and get serious run because, just like that of James Wiseman, they needed to develop guys in order to be competitive because essentially all they had was Steph and Andrew Wiggins as far as offense. But thankfully, they have the luxury of depth this year. So you can bring Jonathan Kuminga along. So while he gets time with the Golden State Warriors, then he can go down in the G League when he's sitting on the edge of the bench and he can continue to learn. That's the key, man, is that, you know, this isn't Detroit. This isn't Cleveland. You're not hitting a reset, right? And that was what was so strange about the Warriors is that you have the core of your team, which is comprised of Hall of Famers, yet you were in the lottery. Typically, if you're in the lottery, you're a crappy team and you're going to get an opportunity to get drafted by a crappy team and then play. Well, that's not the case with Jonathan Kuminga. You don't need him because you've got the likes of Draymond. You've got an Otto Porter. You've got a Bielitsa. You've got, you know, you got the likes of Draymond Green and Steph and Kevon Looney. And so they now have the luxury of bringing Jonathan Kuminga along and making sure that, you know, that he's learning and that he's going at their pace. Now, he could probably learn a lot more if he was playing more. But again, he's with the Warriors, and this isn't a bottom feeder. The Golden State Warriors are not a project like that of Cleveland or like that is some of the other lesser than teams where you often see lottery picks go to. So it's a different route for Jonathan Kuminga. Could he be a contributor towards the end of the season? I think so. I think so. And you know why? It's because of his mental makeup, man. This dude does not care. You know, nothing against James Wiseman, but he ain't James Wiseman between the years. This guy, he feels as though he can deal on anybody. And there's a level of confidence. It's just a matter of having the physical tools and all that raw ability matching that level of confidence. Because there's no doubt in my mind that I think that he knows he belongs. It's just a matter of where he's going to be at when you talk about the end of the campaign. But I foresee him playing some role, a significant role with the team that has a chance to win an NBA championship. I certainly do. What that role is or how many minutes, well, we'll find out in the months ahead. Let's stay on the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Let's get out to Mountain View and say hello to Brent. Brent, what's going on? And welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be on here. And I just wanted to talk more about Gary Payton and his game tonight. I was actually there. What do you see going forward with this team and with Klay Thompson coming back? How do you think Gary Payton and his role on the team will change as the Warriors get more players back from injury?
Well, they won't rely on him as much as tonight. But as he continues to throw in 22 points to go along with the defense and also give you that interior threat, as I talked about, he's making a case to give him more minutes. And I think that that's what you're looking at. I mean, think about where he came from, right? This is the last guy in the when they broke camp to earn a roster spot. It came down between him and the veteran Avery Bradley. And they went with GP2. So while, you know, when you're the last guy on the roster, you're sitting at the edge of the bench, you got to earn your minutes. So he gets on the floor and he proves that he can make some stuff happen. He shows that he's got a level of energy. And then suddenly Steve Kerr says, okay, let's give him some more time. And incrementally, what you're seeing with GP2 is that he's doing it the old-fashioned way, man. He's earning his minutes. This is a guy that he's not a lottery pick, like the before-mentioned Jonathan Kaminga. He's the farthest thing from it. In 2016, when he came out of Oregon State, he didn't get drafted. Everybody overlooked him. 6 years he toiled around looking to get a job in the NBA. He's earned every second, every minute that he gets right now on the floor. And what he's proving, and I don't mean to, you know, to get into this storyline that somebody ought to do a Disney movie about the guy, but that's really what this is about. This is about hard work and stick-to-itiveness. And now he's put himself in a position, while he won't get the sort of minutes he enjoyed tonight, but he is a key component to the Golden State Warriors going forward. And Brent, as you had talked about, what happens when Klay Thompson comes back? Well, Klay is going to obviously get his minutes, but there will be time carved out for GP2. And why? Well, he's earned it. He's earned it on both ends. First of all, if you can play defense in this league, especially with Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, you're going to get an opportunity. But now you prove to me that you've got some offensive game and you can step out and hit a three with that left hand. And you could also, we know how comfortable you are in the paint and the ability to dunk and get the crowd involved. Hell yeah, you get run. Hell yeah, you get minutes. It's just a matter of Steve Kerr, and I don't really envy Steve. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but you've got to factor in a lot of guys, especially if Jonathan Kaminga begins to develop. Because you got a lot of guys and a lot of role players, but it's a good thing, right? Because now you have depth. But part of that depth, of course, is the likes of one GP2. Before we get to the break, talked about Steph Curry. Time for the Steph Curry three-point update brought to you by Masterclass. Steph has made 162 threes, including 8 more tonight. Masterclass lets you learn from over 100 world-class instructors anytime, anywhere, and at your pace. Get 15% off your annual membership at masterclass.com/the game. We continue here on 95.7 The Game, and the Warriors wrap up. More on the Warriors' big win, 113-104, as they take care of Memphis. I want to talk about Otto Porter. Why? Well, stick around. I'll explain here on 95.7 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morant gets it on the wing. Bain drives all the way. Rejected by Porter Jr., who got up quickly. Draymond takes it down the right sideline the other way. Warriors going right to left on your radio dial. Pump fake, fly by, three ball. Curry! Here comes Brooks again. Slow motion move. Blocked again by Porter. It goes out of bounds to the far side. Otto Porter Jr. What a rim protection right there.
Well, we thought Otto Porter Jr. would have to have a big impact offensively, and he may well. But defensively, he's made his presence felt in the first 2.5 minutes of the game.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Hi again, everybody. It's Dan Abone, 113-104. The Golden State Warriors improved to 16-2 at home, now 26-6 overall. Sets up, of course, the big matchup against the Phoenix Suns, in which they will do down in the Valley of the Sun as they meet for the third time this year to try and settle things. Of course, the Suns won round one, doing that at Phoenix with DeAndre Ayton having the big performance. And then, of course, the Warriors bounced back a couple of weeks back with that big convincing win at home over the Suns. So it'll be a lot of fun in front of the country. That's the marquee matchup. It's the Suns and the Warriors coming up Christmas Day. And, of course, all the action can be heard right here on 95.7 The Game. Well, as we heard going into the segment, a little Otto Porter, because we need to highlight this guy. Now, Otto Porter, keep in mind, out of Georgetown, number three overall. A lot was expected out of this guy, but injury sort of, you know, sidelined him, although he signed a huge contract, keep in mind. It wasn't a max deal, but it was close to supermax money. He was upwards to like 24 mil. So, you know, he's at a point in his career where he'll do the veteran min and come to the Golden State Warriors because he's looking to get that elusive ring. He wants a title. And Porter has been gigantic. And Otto Porter, and the reason why I wanted to talk about him is because, like, tonight he finished with, you know, the 8 points, and he's been good. People talk about how he can spread the floor, and he's good in that short corner three. But he rebounds the basketball. And the Warriors don't have a lot of guys like him. Yes, Draymond can rebound. But the other guy is Otto Porter. And I don't mean rebounds off the floor. I'm not talking about rebounds after a missed free throw. I'm talking about real grown-up man, put on your big boy pants rebounds. Rebounds in the paint. Rebounds when you're putting a body on the likes of someone like that of Mr. Adams and getting after it. Rebounds at crunch time in important junctures of the game, as he proved tonight. Big offensive rebounds. Big defensive rebounds down the stretch. So keep in mind, yes, while these guys and bigs now hang out in the corner looking to stroke that three, he's 6'9", and he's filled out. And one of the things he does is he provides that interior presence, something that the Warriors don't have a lot of with the absence of James Wiseman. And Otto Porter is one of those guys that is providing some of that dirt down deep. Let's take a quick call before we get to Steve Kerr's press conference. Let's hear from Mike, who's standing by in San Francisco. Mike, what's on your mind, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, I want to talk about this win. Just really impressed. I thought with all the COVID being under man, I thought Memphis would win this game tonight. And the Warriors, what a gutsy performance. This really is a major confidence booster to beat this team without your second and third leading scorers against a team who's really given – the Warriors are really tough issues, matchups, and nightmares really for the past couple of years, and obviously came into chase and beat him earlier this year. Just incredible. Besides Curry, who was all world once again, he was just incredible. I know he shot him off, but tonight he was just locked in like in the usual shell. But to me, I thought GP was the difference maker, man. This guy is going from just a role player to, I think, becoming a critical part of the rotation when they get all their guys back. I think this guy is showing he deserves to be there in the fourth quarter when the game is on the line. He does it all, man. He can score the ball now. He's showing he's got an offensive game. He's just not an elite defender. And he's showing Kerr, hey, give me my minutes. I deserve to play. And, man, he's big time. And you mentioned the other guy, Otto Porter, man. He's been big time. What a great signing he's been. I thought he would fit in perfectly, and he's just gelling well with his team. And the other guy, JTA, man, he just does whatever it takes to get it done. So, man, this was a hell of a win against a team they've really had trouble with and major confidence booster. And going into that huge game in Phoenix on Christmas Day, this is a game that I really think puts them in place because Phoenix right now is just rolling right now, man. And it seems like no matter what the Warriors are doing, this Phoenix team is just on another level right now. So it's going to be wire to wire all year to the end. So, hey, man, the Warriors better strap it up. This is going to be a fun race to the number one seed in the West. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Mike. Yeah, it was good to see Steph, the old Steph, back tonight. 46 points, the 8 threes on 22 shots. You're going to need Steph, especially with the absence, of course, of some of your big players due to COVID, that being Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins, the other two scorers on this team. So, you know, a lot is on the shoulders of Steph Curry, much like that of a year ago. Speaking of Steph, speaking of the big win, let's hear from the head coach. Here's Steve Kerr following tonight's win over the Memphis Grizzlies.
Steve, how would you describe Steph's performance tonight? Yeah, vintage Steph. I mean, that's about as good as it gets, you know, against a very physical defense with great size. I think over the last 10 or 12 games, you know, Memphis has had the best defensive rating in the league. So they're a really good team defensively. And for Steph to go out and get 46, he showed, you know, showed every bit of his talent tonight and his will.
How have you seen Gary grow his offensive game?
How do you explain it?
Or just how have you seen, how do you explain it? How have you seen him just?
Oh, how have I seen it? Well, he's spent the summer really working hard on that 3-point shot. He revamped it a little bit and works on it daily. And he shoots the ball with confidence, you know, and he's the guy who's had to claw his way to get to this point. So he's fearless, you know, he's finally getting a real chance to play big minutes on a good team. So he's the kind of guy who's going to seize his opportunity and make the most of everything. So it's he's fun to watch.
When you signed him to that 15th roster spot, and because you said it before the game tonight and a couple other occasions, I need to find more minutes for him on the floor. When you signed him to that 15th roster spot, or he was brought in, did you expect yourself to be saying that time and time again, I need to find more minutes for him? I need to find more minutes for him.
Well, the one thing we really liked this year was the roster around Gary. You know, we felt like last year we wanted to play him more, but it's hard to find combinations that fit. And this team is so versatile that it's really easy to find a 5-man combination that allows Gary to play the way he plays and allows us to get the most out of him. So we knew he would play a role. We really liked him a year ago and all summer, and we knew we needed a defensive-minded guard to complement the rest of the roster. So we expected him to help us win games, but, you know, a game like this, that's 4-for-7 from three and 22 points, I didn't expect that.
A couple things, Steve. Just how important were the non-Steph threes? You had 11 of those, and everybody kind of pitched in. Gary, a part of that. And then also, what did you like defensively tonight?
Yeah, JK made a couple threes in the first half. That was big. You know, we were down 10 points or so in that first quarter, and I thought JK came in, did a good job. Belly made some big shots. So it was you know, if you make 19 threes, you're usually going to win, and we needed to make them. So really good win, but the defense was solid too. You know, 42% shooting, we held Memphis too. And after their sizzling start, I mean, they were smoking the first 8 minutes or so. We were able to cool them off a little bit anyway and do enough to win the game.
Steve, Steph, in recent games have been less efficient than he was earlier. You know, in you suggested the other night, maybe a little bit tired, I don't know. But how much of this do you think is just was him pressing to get the record and the hangover that maybe followed that? And how did he look to you tonight, given what you've seen in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, this was his most efficient game in a couple of weeks for sure. You know, I think there was some pressing going on as he was nearing the record. But I think also over 82 games, you know, there's going to be some ups and downs, and Steph never lets a few subpar shooting nights bother him. So this didn't surprise me. The law of averages are going to catch up.
Did you feel his frustration boiling a little bit in the last couple of weeks? I mean, it seemed like it came out
a little bit. There were a couple of times where he was frustrated. He was, you know, missing some shots, but you know, he was also in the midst of chasing that record, and there was a lot going on. So biggest thing is, you know, we've managed to continue to win, and you know, Steph is such a competitor. He wants to win first and foremost, and so that's been happening, and that's been great. But he also wants to play an efficient game and make shots. And tonight he was deadly.
on the play, you guys kind of clinched the win. He, you know, it was a miss, but it was kind of skill of him to hit rim, and then Otto gets the rebound, kicks it out, he gets the drive. How important is that in a situation like that? I mean, for him to even just get it up and get rim on that.
To get, I'm sorry, I
missed. He got rim on that three that Porter.
At the end of the shot clock.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a huge play. That's not easy to do under duress, and so for Steph to put it on the board, catch the rim, and then Otto, who made so many big plays tonight, in terms of his rebounding, his block shots. He had a great verticality play against Ja late, which was key. That was a big sequence.
You guys, your next five, I think, are what, Phoenix, Denver, Utah. How much do you, he was just mentioning some of the other guys making a bunch of threes. How much do you just kind of need some random contributions here and there without Jordan and Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're without several key guys, especially scorers, guys who you rely on for points and shooting, you pretty much have to find a couple of guys making shots each night. And tonight we got that, obviously, with Gary and JK and Otto. We expect Otto to make shots, Belly too, but those guys knocked down five threes between them. So the margin for error is definitely slimmer. And we just have to do what we did tonight, which is defend and then just, find ways to score.
What do you make of the fact that you guys were out-rebounded the entire first three quarters by a pretty good margin? And in the fourth quarter, you clobbered them on the glass 13-5. What do you make of that fourth quarter turnaround?
Well, it went hand in hand with our defense. We made a lot of stops. And if you're making stops, then you got a better chance to get more rebounds. But I think, they are a monstrous team. They're a really big team. They had 14 offensive boards, and they're a handful trying to keep them off the glass. So did a much better job in that fourth quarter. And that was a key part of the win.
So now Coach Kerr gets ready for the big one against the Phoenix Suns coming up on Christmas Day. Until then, this is Dan Avone reminding you, it's the Warriors and the Suns coming up right here on 95.7 The Game on Christmas after the big win today over Memphis. That'll do it for Warriors Wrap-Up. We'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon with Shamari Block and a gentleman by the name of Alan Stiles right here on 95.7 The Game. So long, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.